Sally Terrell is rolling out pie crusts.
So this will be either a coconut cream or a chocolate pie.
Alongside Sally is her husband, Alan.
Oh, I've been here how many years?
This is probably your seventh?
Probably 7 or 8 years, I suppose, I've been at it. Rolling out pie crusts.
Sally's a retired kindergarten teacher. Alan's a retired engineer. But on Thursdays in Lent, they turn into pie makers, producing 60 pies for St. Michael's weekly Lenten lunch.
So you have to make sure that you don't poke holes in the bottom of the pecan pie, or you'll have the biggest mess you ever saw, which we did one year.
About 10 very dedicated people show up each Thursday in St. Michael's Tuttle House kitchen. The faces have changed over time, but the pie recipes have mostly remained the same. Terrell says that's due in part to one particular pie maker.
We used to have this wonderful woman that knew everything.
She's talking about Helen Bennett, a bit of a legend among the Thursday pie-making crowd.
She was an incredible cook, and I think most of the recipes are from her.
She was a caterer herself.
That's Sally Maloney, who helps organize the pie makers.
Always seemed to know all kinds of things about cooking. She loved the kitchen, and she loved to bake, and so that's where some of the recipes came from.
Maloney says Bennett was one of the original Episcopal Church women. They started Lenten Lunch in the mid-70s as a fundraiser for their community work. Bennett and her colleagues came up with the recipes for most of the pies they cook today.
Coconut cream, chocolate cream, marionberry, cherry, key lime.
Bennett passed away about 10 years ago. Since then, the pie makers have tried new pies or variations on old ones.
We tried peach a couple of years, and it's not a real popular one. My favorite, but, you know, it just didn't fly. So something that's not real popular and you get them left, you don't try it again.
But the favorites are mostly left alone and closely guarded, like the secret that makes the chocolate cream pie so popular.
It has a little added ingredient to it, but it's our secret.
Here's a hint. Don't eat the chocolate pie if you're on the wagon. One thing that has changed, the crust. The 40 pounds of pie dough used to be made with lard. Over time, the pie makers switched to Crisco. Now they use only butter, 12 pounds of it, because everyone says it tastes better.
Yes, we're using it all. That's a teaspoon.
Lunch is $6, and a piece of pie will set you back $2.50. The money raised has helped new mothers learn life skills, refurnished the church kitchen, and been donated to the homeless at Interfaith Sanctuary. But most of the pie makers, like Sally Terrell, don't worry about the money.
We have a good time. We do a lot of visiting. We get caught up on all of our kids.
Neither does Lois Bolware, who helps make the marionberry pies.
Are you kidding? This is so much fun.
She sums it up this way.
And we get to talk story. No, I don't do it because I'm a good person. I do it because it's fun for me.
Lenten lunch will be served today from 11 until 1 o'clock. The pies will be available each Friday through March 22nd. I'm Samantha Wright, KBSX News.